Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dreamcast. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day, and if you're not, I hope that you find that positivity and peace sooner than later. Today I'm going to be discussing masculine and feminine energy. The inspiration for this, I've had it for a while. I've been seeing some posts about the comparison between healthy energy and wounded energy, and the differences between masculine and feminine energy, how they can complement each other and also cause disharmony when they are not harmonized, and how they affect us personally within and without in our relationships. When I say without, I mean externally. So I thought it would be good to discuss this on a podcast. It was also something that my best friend Griff and I were going to discuss a while ago, but obviously we were not able to do so. But it was something that we thought was so important and would help so many people in relationships if they just understood how we are meant to complement each other and balance each other. But yet, because of lack of knowledge or application of knowledge, there's a lot of issues in persons' relationships and things. So first, let's get into what healthy masculine energy sounds like. The healthy masculine energy is honest. It's accountable. It's humble, stable, responsible, confident, protective, deeply present, non-judgmental, supportive, disciplined, focused, logical. These aren't just positive traits that a man should have. Not just. These are things that healthy energy displays and holds to in all of their dealings. Wounded masculine energy may be controlling, aggressive, withdrawn, avoidant, inconsistent, overly competitive, abusive, unstable, and distant. Healthy feminine energy is intuitive, grounded, receptive, reflective, strong, authentic, flows effortlessly, empathetic, compassionate, magnetic, supportive, vulnerable, open, trusting, and creative. Now, before I go on to the wounded feminine energy, I just want to point out that if you're paying good attention, you'll notice that everything the healthy masculine energy is allows the healthy feminine energy to be. So where a healthy masculine energy portrays honesty, the healthy feminine energy will able to be trusting because of that. Because of his accountability, she is allowed to be vulnerable. Because of his presence, his deep presence, she is allowed to be reflective and intuitive. Each complements the other. The wounded feminine energy is insecure, needy, codependent, manipulative, inauthentic, and overly emotional. Now, when I read these, I thought to myself, well, yeah, she's going to be insecure because he's being da 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 da. So, but that's exactly what it is. The wounded female or feminine energy and masculine energy does not always come from someone they're dealing with currently. It can be something that happened in childhood or in current relationships. So yes, a man that the woman dealt with her in a wounded way can cause her insecurities, can make her feel needy because she didn't receive that stable, consistent, honest presence. And so now she seeks that in other relationships. That's not necessarily a bad thing, because it's training on what signs of wound and pain to look for and to avoid. But it also means that she has to do some work on her own so as to not allow those energies to be present in her life and then affect how she deals with herself and others. So obviously, from everything I've read, you see that the opposite of healthy feminine or masculine energy is considered wounded. And if we, again, how you think about it, each one perfectly complements the other, and where one lacks, the other picks up, and each is needed by the other to coexist in harmony. There can be such beautiful balance and harmony in relationships if both people either already have and possess healthy energies, or at least working to heal those and are aware of them. But what creates these wounded energies? Where do they come from? These are rooted in pain, fear, and ego. Either one or all of those. And it creates a dark feeling within that person who has that wounded energy. If we go back to childhood, something that creates wounded energy in both the feminine and masculine is not having a stable male figure in their life as a child. The presence of a father, and when I say presence, I mean both physical and emotional and mental. That presence is so vital to how the feminine and masculine energy develops and gains security and strength. Because without that, males don't have anything to look to as an example, and females don't have anything to look to as an example of how they should be receiving that masculine energy. And it has a chain reaction as well, because say a girl, I'm gonna use myself as an example, because I know that this has created issues for me. I saw my mother as a single mother do everything the man and woman should do. And when you see that, you think that's how it's supposed to be. And it comes off as this independent, great, strong woman, but it's not how it's supposed to be. That woman is supposed to be cared for, be allowed to be soft in her feminine role that the man should have stepped up and took on for her. But no, my mother had to be everything. So I also felt the same in my relationships. I tend to take on a very independent role, because also I don't tend to feel like there are many who can handle what they're supposed to do as the male, and I don't always get to see that occur. So I say, you know what, I gotta do it, which is good for me in a way, because I'm able to care for myself independently and without assistance. But it's not how it should be when dealing with males. They should be taking on certain roles that allow the woman to relax in her feminine energy. Another thing is that men aren't taught to be vulnerable. They're not. They're told to be strong, to hold in their tears. They don't cry. This does not allow for healthy masculine energy. So there's the pain of the wounded masculine energy that is then displayed. Another thing is that when women, going back to the women who experience males who aren't healthy in their energy, the woman will attempt to create her own masculine energy, which represses her feminine energy and then blocks the masculine energy in romantic relationships. She will build a wall around her heart, so to speak, and this will show in signs of being guarded, being numb, kind of cold, feeling unworthy to receive proper love. And this is all, again, because she didn't see the proper masculine stepping up and doing what he should to protect that woman, to care for that woman, so that she's allowed to be her open, vulnerable, soft self. So some of the things that need to be aware, that we need to be aware of, is that what caused our wounds and how can I fix them. Without being aware of it, there's nothing you can do about it. So there are things that women tend to display when they are dealing with men who are not healthy in their energy. And healthy feminine women tend to be very aware of a man that is unconscious. And when I say unconscious, it's in terms of their connection to themselves or their tuning into themselves. So say a woman is in a relationship with a man, but he has thoughts of other women or dealings or interactions with other women. A healthy feminine woman will see and feel these things, and it disconnects her from him in ways. And when she feels even the slightest or subtlest difference in that man's energy, or when he becomes unconscious as it relates to her, she will disconnect. That's why I said that a woman's mind is gone way before her body, because she disconnects mentally, and it's not even always something purposeful. It's just something that happens because she notices a change and his connection isn't fully on her. So now she puts up defenses, she's protective, she can come off guarded, not as free-flowing, and this creates dissonance in the relationship because she can't be free, and then he doesn't understand why she's being this way, but it's all because of that wounded masculine energy showing itself through his actions with her. It's only when a woman feels unsafe, or when she feels she can't trust a male's integrity, that she puts up this wall or begins to repress herself. So it's very important that men aren't wavering in their energy, you have to really show up and be present so as not to create that dissonance that I spoke of earlier. When masculinity is clearly present and consistent, this is highly attractive to a woman, because for her to feel like she can let her guard down and release her masculine shield and be allowed to blossom in her femininity, then she feels safe with you. She feels at ease with you. And this is a beautiful thing to give a woman, because it then gives to the man, because he is then allowed to fulfill his role as protecting her and providing stability to her. And you see how it's like a beautiful dance. There are signs of a healthy masculine man, like we spoke of earlier, but when it comes to how he deals with her in a relationship, when he has an ability to truly see that woman, to be passionate about only her, to focus on her, to seek intimacy in their connection, not with multiple women, because and the woman, the same, when the woman is not dealing with multiple men and vice versa, both are truly present in that connection. Truly present in that connection. And that is something that you can feel when someone is truly, truly focused on you. Sometimes, obviously, the wool's pulled over our eyes, but when it is there and is honest, it's a beautiful thing, because both people feel truly safe and solely giving and focused to that connection, and then it allows it to grow. So men, it's important that you are emotionally available. And for you, it can be hard because, like I said earlier, men aren't taught to be vulnerable and things like that. So if you are in a relationship with a woman, or before you get into one, learn how to be fully present in each situation you're in. Get rid of that, those ego-driven words and actions, and know how to really tap into yourself and then to the woman. Let the woman know that you are truly present by your actions and words. And she will feel that. Believe me, women know. And women, when you allow the man to be, when you are letting him be the one to share with you, and not judging him when he does so, and supporting him, and being open and creative. Creativity is such an important way for women to show their reception of that man's energy, because I think women are gifted with a different way of emotionally sharing what they feel. It's it comes off different than the male mind to me, and it's a beautiful way for a woman to let a man know that he has given her that gift of safety, because I think that's a very important thing for women to have with a man. What I was also going to say was, when it comes to healing the wounds, we need to shine light on those dark areas. Thus, you know they exist and can do the work to address them and then transform it into healthy energy. Awareness, though, is key. Once you're aware, you can stop recreating the same patterns, stop projecting them onto others, and thus into our relationships. Remember, hurt people. So when we're wounded or still in fear, pain, or darkness, this projects and affects those we interact with. So we need to really do the necessary work to find out, again, what our triggers are, where they came from, what areas we are wounded in, and how we can best work through those to then be of benefit in a relationship and be the other balanced side to give the balance to that relationship and give it harmony, like a song that doesn't just have lyrics but also melodies, rhythms, tones, and then together it sounds and looks beautiful. So I think that's all I have right now as far as healthy masculine and feminine energy, and I hope that is something that you can relate to, something that you can apply to your lives, as I have and will continue to do to mine. Relationships are the basis of all life, and when we are able to notice these traits in ourselves and then others what we're close to, it helps us to step back for a minute and really stop judging people for the ways that they act, but understand the whys of it. And if it's not something that we're ready to deal with, then we shouldn't really be in serious relationships. If it's not something we're ready to work through, or we know we have a lot of work to work through it, and then go into those relationships so you can be a better person for them and yourself. But when we do work through it and we're allowing ourselves to be open and vulnerable women and being authentic and creative women and confident and consistent men and honest and protective men, we have balanced relationships, harmonious relationships, and then the world will be a much more harmonious place, because like I said, relationships are the basis of everything. Every single part of life starts in a relationship. Every single part. We all interact with each other. So I hope again everyone has a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day. And thank you for listening to Dreamcast.